Yo, this your boy Dan the Man back again with the Social Section Podcast. Y'all can sit with us. Let's go. What's good, y'all? This your boy Dan the Man coming back to y'all with another episode of the Social Section. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Today is January the 2nd, 2021. I know I haven't made an episode in God knows when, but I'm back officially. Officially, I'm back. And I appreciate y'all for tuning in and listening and giving me feedback on a lot of the episodes that I had in the past. And I'm really, really glad that I'm starting back to do this now, because I was really procrastinating and BSing around, saying that I was going to do it and wanting to do it and trying to get the equipment to do it. And now that I have the equipment and now that I have the time to do it, I'm going to be dropping a lot more content than what I have in the past. I don't want to drop one and then there'll be another 2 months before I drop another one. I just want to give y'all consistent content. And on today, first and foremost, Happy New Year. Blessings to the people who made it to 2021. And prayers for the ones who didn't make it to 2021. I know a lot of people didn't make it. But we here for the people that we here. Let's make the best out of it. Let's reach our goals that we always said we wanted to reach. And let's stop procrastinating. That's my big thing that I have to work on this year, is procrastination. Because I say a lot of times where I want to do this and I want to do that, and I say it, but I'm not actually putting towards the effort to do the things that I want to do and achieve the things that I want to achieve. Like, this is one of my goals that I always wanted to do, is start a podcast. And when I just really gave it my all and got everything that I needed, the essentials that I needed to make a podcast. And I just basically said, forget it. Let's do it. You know, took that risk. Let's get this equipment. Let's do it. I have the time, so why not? A lot of people say they like my content. A lot of people say they listen to it and gave me great feedback on what I do and don't need to do. But for myself, I know myself. You know, everybody know themselves more than anybody else know them. And I know myself, I'm a big procrastinator when it comes to accomplishing things and doing things and writing off tasks and crossing every I and dotting every T. But I say for 2021, I have a lot of opportunities at hand that could, I ain't going to say could, but will unravel this year in 2021. A lot of big opportunities that I feel like, it's big to me, but it may be little to other people. But these opportunities and chances and experience that I can partake in, I am going to. I'm going to stop saying, oh, I want to do this and I want to do that. And I don't actually do it. So guess what? Now is the time. Now is the time to really see what I'm capable of doing and handling. But most of all, like I said to y'all, I really do appreciate y'all tuning in. And the topic for today is consistency. Yeah, that's the topic for today, consistency. Consistency. I'm going to give y'all the definition of consistency. Consistency is conformity. In the application of something, typically that which is necessary for the sake of logic, accuracy, or fairness. The way in which substance, typically a liquid, holds together, thickness or viscosity. Basically, in the first definition I gave y'all is from a person's point of view. I know a lot of times where you may have been thinking about doing something or wanting to do something, is just a matter of, hey, why won't you just do it? A lot of times I know in the past that where I felt like I wanted to accomplish something, but I always doubted myself. not because of, you know, any other people's point of views or suggestions or opinions. It's just within myself. And I know for a fact that I had to change a lot of those things over this past year, in these years, really. I always told myself that I wanted to be this and I wanted to be that and I wanted to do this and I wanted to do that. But was I really being consistent with what I wanted to do and talking the talk and walking the walk at the same time? Not just talking the talk, but actually being about something. A lot of times we may say we want to do this, or we portray as we're doing things such as flashing, you know, all this money and stuff like that, or got the big cars, got the big houses, the big nice apartments, and, you know, big money and all that kind of stuff. But are you really about what you talk about or what you show? A lot of people say they got this and they got that, but is it longevity or is it just temporary? That comes with consistency. You got to be able to do the things sometimes that you don't want to do in order to get to where in life that you need to be. Sometimes you got to sit down. Sometimes you got to take that seat, you know, and really step back and realize a lot of time is not your time at that time. I know for a fact, for so long I said I want to do a podcast, I want to do YouTube, and I want to do this. Now is my time. I put it back for so long, and it's not nobody's fault but mine. I always put myself in a predicament where I say I'm going to do it. Like I just told you, I say I'm going to do it, but am I actually doing it? Am I actually putting myself in the right position to do it? Or I just say I'm going to do it and take a risk? But I haven't been planning, and I haven't been studying, and I haven't been researching a lot about podcasting in the past. I just said that I wanted to do it. But now that I have been having the time and really focusing in and tuning in on podcasting, now I feel like it's the time where I'm about to take off. And it's 2021. A lot of people didn't make it to 2021. A lot of people had big goals to be in 2021 and be alive. And take the time out to think about that. You're here for a reason. It's your season. And if you don't have no goals to achieve, go find some. See what you like. You know, research the things that you might think that you might like. And sometimes during that time where you're on the come up, do the things that you don't want to do. If you have a job, 9-to-5 job, work your way up and save your money to where you feel like a lot. Now is the time I can just step back from my job and I got enough money saved to be able to be like, hey, I ain't got to work. I can pursue my dreams. Don't just up and, oh, I'm going to just move to Atlanta, or I'm going to move to Florida, or I'm going to move to Texas, or I'm going to move to Cali, or anywhere if you ain't got a plan. I've had a plan for so long to do this, but I wasn't actually partaking in doing the things that the plan consists of, like sitting down, researching, planning out, writing it down, actually seeing it instead of saying it. Because I'm a visual learner. If I see it, I'm going to understand it, and I'm going to put it in my head a million times and work towards that. But over these past couple of years, I haven't been putting it to works. That's what I can say. I've been low-key writing it down and saying that I want to do podcasting, and I researched the equipment and different products to get to doing podcasting, but I wasn't applying it to my plan. I was procrastinating with my money and being very wasteful. And a lot of times, I think about it now, the amount of money I could have had could have went towards this, what I have now. And a lot of times, I thought about it, and I was like, man, you always, when you in a moment, you be like, well, I'm going to go ahead and spin out. I'm going to give it right back. But then when you're down or you at that point where you can't do nothing for yourself or something like that, that's all you have to sacrifice and be like, all right, I got to hold on to the $400, $500, $600 or a band or two until I get myself on the right track. And that's been what's been going on with me. I've been bullshitting, trying to live in the moment and really I wasn't planning on my future and what I want to do. And this is something that I really want to do. And really can see myself making a big off of YouTube and podcasting just in general of that sake. So it's time. And I always tell people, like my friends and my family, you know, you're your own worst enemy. You're your worst critic. You know better than anybody know. You know how to treat yourself better than anybody. Sometimes you'll bullshit yourself before you bullshit anybody else. So it's kind of like now, at this time of life right now, January 2nd, 2021, at what time it is? 5:34 p.m. I stopped just saying I want to do it. I'm actually doing it now to the point where I really can't believe that I'm doing this right now because I know how I am. If you know how you are, you know what you're capable of doing and what you're not capable of doing. So I really push myself to the limit to be like, well, I'm going to go ahead and do it. I'm going to go ahead and do this podcast and stuff so I can really be out there. Not really like be out there in the limelight, but, you know, actually being a voice for the people out there here in Alabama or anywhere else in this world. And if y'all listening worldwide, I do appreciate y'all for taking the time out to actually listen to me and give me y'all opinions too. So another thing for me as well as consistency, I want to share this with y'all. If you put your mind to do a certain thing or be a certain thing, I always put your heart into it. I always put that priority first. First, you got to pray. First, you got to keep God first. And I'm not preaching or whatever, but keep God first in everything that you do. And understand that a lot of times you won't be able to make it without him. You know what I'm saying? And like I just told you, I ain't no preacher, but I'm just, you know, giving word to the people who out there that's struggling, trying to find themselves or trying to figure out what's the next move. Find your niche. Find what you like to do. Understand that you may have a 9-to-5. You may work 7 days a week. But after you get off of work, dedicate that time and focus your time on what you want to do in life. Because I know a lot of people may want to work a 9-to-5 for the rest of their life. And that's cool. I ain't knocking nobody for doing what they want to do. But at the same time, for the people who can't see themselves at a 9-to-5 in the next 10 years, make sure you find your niche. Put forth time to it. Be disciplined. Treat it like this would determine you for failing or succeeding in life, which it is. Always put your best foot forward in what you want to do and understand sometimes it may not work that time. So I always have a backup plan. And that backup plan may be still working at that 9-to-5. But as long as you know you're working towards something and you build it towards something that I know that's going to work in my near future. A lot of times we just try one thing and we just be like, oh, well, that's it. Try it again. That third or fourth time or that 10th, 12th, 20th, 25th time, it may be that time. And I always understand, when is your time? Don't rush into it. A lot of times I know sometimes I used to rush into opportunities that wasn't for me at that time. And I had to understand that it wasn't for me at that time. So now that I have a foundation in what I want to do And now that I'm able to do it, I'm ready. And I'm actually doing it. So it's kind of like, it's a big blessing. I ain't going to say kind of a blessing, but it is a blessing to be able to really pursue my dreams. And still working 9-to-5. I work a 9-to-5 just like everybody else. It's, you know what I'm saying? You got to do what you got to do in order to get to where you want to be. You might not like that 9-to-5 job. So guess what? After you get off that 9-to-5 or that 10 to 6 or 12 to 2 or 6 p.m. to 5 a.m., always remember, put aside some time to focus on what you want to be in life, because you're never going to get to where you want to be if you're just working, coming home, not doing nothing. I know you may be tired, but that's the time where you need to work on what you got to work on. If you're a photographer, work on your craft. Get some shots in with your girlfriend or your boyfriend or family members or anything of that sort. Get that in. If you're a basketball player, get that time in. If you're a model, get your shoots in. Stay up late. It'll be worth it in the end. Work towards that. If you're an artist, music artist, pop, R&B, hip-hop, country, anything, work on your craft. Because at the end of the day, it may be your time next month or this month or in the next 6, 7 months, 12 months or next year. In a year's time, because a year go by just like that. So you got to be able to know, hey, well, I know in a year, by December 31st, I should be at that point where I met my goals and now I'm ready to go on to the next level. At the end of the day, if you don't do that, it's on you. It's on you. And at the end of the day, you can't blame nobody else but you. You got to be willing to take that risk. I took a risk. I knew what I was getting myself into. I had to think about it. I planned it out. I had to, you know, go through some trials and tribulations. But guess what? I put myself in a position where I could get the things that I needed for this podcast. And I understood what risk I was taking or that leap of faith that I was taking. So I had to be ready for whatever consequences that may come my way on the road to success. Sometimes it's going to be a few bumps. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm able to say that I'm at this point where I'm just starting off again. I've did it so many times where I made episodes and 2 or 3 months later I make another one because my time was so held up with other things and other obligations that I had to take care of before I got to this point where I am now. So now I'm able to come to y'all with new content consistently. And that's where I am right now in life, to I'm able to do the things that I dreamed about doing. So now I am going to be dropping bangers after bangers on the social section. And that's really it. And shout out to all the people who have been helping me throughout this journey and to preparing myself to get to this point of this podcast and this platform. And I really appreciate y'all. Matter of fact, shout out to R&B Photography. Shout out to Sensations by Brittany. Shout out to my boy Kel. Shout out to my boy Kay. Shout out to everybody who really been there day after day talking to me. Shout out to my mom. That's one of my biggest supporters. If nobody else supported me, I know she gonna support me. Shout out to my mom, man, for real, for real. Cause she put me in a predicament of where, hey, are you really gonna do it? It's on you. What you gonna do? You know, she put it into to retrospect to be like, hey, if you gonna do it, do it. If you ain't, don't waste your time on anything. Now, if you're in a situation where you want to do it, but at the same time, like I said earlier, you know how you are, and you know you're going to be bullshitting and procrastinating the whole time, don't do it. Don't waste your time. Continue to work your 9 to 5 because you're wasting your time and you wasting your talent for real, for real. Don't waste no time. That next 10 minutes can be your next 10 minutes of fame. Not really fame, or next 10 minutes you can get another 10 bands or whatever that you're doing, entrepreneuring, YouTube, or music, or photography, or any business that you have and opportunities that you have. That next 10 minutes that you have, or that hour, or that day, you could have put towards effort to make yourself better or be something that you always wanted to be. That 10 minutes can be your last 10 minutes where it's your time. That 10 minutes matter. Minutes matter. Hours matter. Time matters. And you can't get it back. So what I'm telling y'all is, a lot of times you have to put that time in and really study your craft. Work on your craft. Give yourself time to focus on that. Because at the end of the day, if you ain't focusing on what you're doing, you're not gonna make it. If you ain't staying prayed up, you're not gonna make it. If you're just bullshitting, then you're not gonna make it. That's consistency. Be consistent in what you're doing. Don't just do it just to do it and say you did it. That was my thing. I can really say that I was just doing it just to say I did it. And it was something that I liked doing. So I had to stop and think about it and be like, man, do I really want to do this? Do I feel like spending this money on this equipment? And I don't want to waste my money if I ain't going to use it. Sitting in the crib, why not? This is something that I always wanted to do. So guess what? I'm going to make sure I do it. Because I done spent my hard-earned money researching about it and trying to do it, and now I'm doing it. And I put my mind towards it and say, hey, Danny, get what? If you want to do it, do it. Don't waste your time if you're not going to do it. Continue on doing what you're doing and live day by day. So now, as I revamp this whole thing of my podcast, I'm coming to y'all with bangers, man. I'm telling y'all, I'm coming. I'm here. My mind's so different now. I'm coming to y'all with interviews with different artists, different businesses, black-owned businesses, just business in general, but more so the black-owned business. No hate to other people, but hey, I'm repping with my culture, and I'm standing behind my people and trying to get them more out. Shout out to Sensations by Brittany. Shout out to R&B Photography. Shout out to every small black-owned business that's out there. And if y'all really want to get in contact with me about, you know, shouting y'all out, and I will, get in contact with me in my DM. It's up and it's stuck. And I really do appreciate y'all for tuning in, like I said, and taking y'all time out and really sticking in there with me. Because I know I ain't want to stick in with myself sometimes. It's been so much going on over this past year that my head space wasn't right. You know, it was clouded, so I wasn't able to put my best foot forward with this podcast and stuff. But now I have the time. It's up. And I appreciate y'all. And I really thank y'all. Merch coming soon too. Merch coming soon of the Social Section podcast. So be on the lookout for that. I'm working on that as well. I want to do giveaways too. Want to do giveaways. More collabing with different other podcasters on this platform, because I know it's a lot out of there within the United States, you know, the surrounding states, Georgia, Florida, Tennessee, Mississippi, Texas, all over the world. I really want to connect with a lot of people that's doing this because it's a good network platform, and it really takes you a long way when you get with the right people and stick with the right people and actually put forth effort to doing and being accessible to a lot of these people, because you can know a lot of people, but if you can benefit off of people, genuine people, and you can be beneficial to them, it all ties together. So at the end of the day, work towards your goals, be consistent, stay on yourself, and if you need to get an accountability partner, you know, accountability partner is good to have, because like you say, you know yourself, and you know if you need that extra push from a family member or friend, you know, you get that help. Like I said before, like I'm going to say it again, I'm coming to y'all with consistent content. I'm planning on dropping Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, or Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm putting myself on that schedule to give y'all exclusive content, worthy content, and being able to get back into the groove of things with this podcast and stuff. So I really do appreciate y'all tuning in. Stay tuned. Follow my IG, my podcast IG, at The Social Section on Instagram. Follow my main account, DanTaughtYou_. Follow me on those platforms. Follow me on Twitter at DV_NR. I'll be posting stuff on there about it too. So y'all take out your time and go follow me on all those platforms. And it's up and it's stuck. I really do appreciate y'all for tuning in on this episode of the new year, this first episode of the new year, January the 2nd. Stay tuned for more bangers. And we out, y'all. Yo, this your boy Dan the Man back again with the Social Section Podcast. Y'all can't sit with us. Let's go.